Now it's time for the Flight by Yingling post-game show. It's brought to you by Flight by Yingling. Just 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
It's brought to you in part by Tickets for Less. TicketsForLess.com has the best selection of Chiefs tickets and parking passes for each home game this season. Tickets for Less, proud partner of the Chiefs Radio Network.
Tune in Mondays, starting at 6, for the Chiefs Kingdom Show with Mitch Holtis. And don't miss Players Only with Dan and Hughes every Thursday at 6. All right here on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5, The Fan.
Here is Joshua Briscoe.
Well, I can honestly say I don't think I've ever seen a football game quite like that one. The Kansas City Chiefs fall in their regular season finale in Las Vegas, 14-12. Let's talk about it right now with the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, live from Allegiant Stadium out there in Vegas. Mitch, a few big picture things I want to get to from things you mentioned in the pregame, but ultimately a roller coaster ride of a football game. No great offensive football to be found, but plenty of memorable moments and plenty of field goals for the kicking enthusiasts out there.
Well, I don't think I've seen this. I've only been in the league 32 years. There were 27 possessions in this game. The Chiefs had 14 and the Raiders had 13. That's 27 total possessions and zero touchdowns. As the Raiders get the safety for two, and then they get the four field goals from Daniel Carlson. The Chiefs had four field goals from Butker. That's kind of what you get, though, when you've got backups to backups playing, although I thought the Chiefs had a great chance to win it. It would have been excellent to win this game. Instead, it's a microcosm of the season. Just a heartache as Daniel Carlson gets a career-long 60-yard field goal to win the game for the Silver and Black.
Back in the pregame, you talked about it feeling a little bit like a graduation day. And I want to talk about Travis Kelce, of course, but also that 2022 class that has had so many impactful players over these last several seasons. We all know the team's going to look different. It's different after every offseason. But why did that class stand out to you as something you wanted to highlight today?
Yeah, for sure. And just it's kind of a bad thing in the fact that there were 8 draft picks left on this team 4 years later. That's not normal in the National Football League, but 5 of those 8 couldn't play today for injuries. And then there are also 4 free agents on this team, and they actually did a decent job today. Cole Christensen was captain of the special teams. That group actually gave the chance for the Chiefs to get back in the game and maybe win the game. But this group has been exceptional. When you look at their playoff record collectively, if you take that whole class that's left of the 12 guys, they won 80 playoff games as a group and lost just 9. And then you look overall at their record, it's like 395 and 162, if I'm right. I don't have it right in front of me, but that's just exceptional. It's one of the greatest classes in Chiefs in NFL history. And after today, it all changes. Some of those guys will get a stay. Many will leave. Yeah, you can't re-sign them all, obviously. But we all now in the Chiefs' kingdom, even after a disappointing season, disappointing loss. And this will happen over time. But we will look back at the 2022 draft class as a group that was unusual and unusually excellent to win back-to-back Super Bowls in their first 2 years and then have an improbable run for history to try to win a three-peat in their third. Fourth one didn't go so good, but the 2022 class deserves mention and kudos, and will always be, have a special place in my heart.
Of course, a special place in every Chiefs fan's heart for Travis Kelce. We don't know if we just watched him play his final NFL game. He's been very clear that he'll decide that here in the first couple of months of the offseason. We'll get an answer there eventually. But if that was the last time we saw number 87 wearing red and gold today, I imagine you could talk for hours about your time around Travis Kelce. If all I got is 90 seconds, what stands out to you about what he has meant to this franchise?
Well, you could argue he's the greatest athlete that the Chiefs have had, or maybe even in Kansas City. George Brett, but he won 3 Super Bowls. I mean, Travis Kelce won 3 Super Bowls. He had 12,000 like 12,150 snaps today. He's at 13,000 yards, almost right at it, a little bit over. He did it in 192 games, the fastest to 13,000 yards by a tight end in NFL history. 191 straight games with the catch. That's fourth in NFL history of all pass catchers. And just the fact that he won at a high level, the highest level, and did everything that was asked of him. Block, make routes at critical times. We were talking about his big catch and hit the stadium in Super Bowl 58 that allowed Butker to get the game-tying field goal to send the game to overtime against the 49ers. He's one of one. I'll probably argue all the days the Lord gives me on this earth to argue that he's by himself in his skill set and the fact that he is such a warrior and did so much to help the Chiefs' kingdom. And it's, you know, I don't know if it's his last game or not, but if it is, just there's no words really to complete what I want to say about one of the most remarkable athletes really to ever walk the planet, and for sure in the National Football League.
In a lot of ways, you had to see it. We've all been very, very blessed to see as much of it as we have. Mitch, appreciate it as always. I know we'd all rather be working for another month or so, but I hope you enjoy a little bit of an extra break for you this offseason, and happy new year to you and all yours.
Yeah, thank you, Josh. You did an excellent job this year, all year long, under difficult circumstances. But it's the NFL, man. You got to keep fighting, and we'll attack 2026. There's a lot of work to do by everybody in this organization.
In a weird way, I'm looking forward to it. In a lot of ways, of course, sad it's ending this way. That's Mitch Holthus, the voice of the Chiefs, with us right here on the Chiefs Radio Network. It has been a bizarre year, an up-and-down year, some things to be excited about, some deep frustrations. That's also true, as Mitch said, kind of a microcosm of the season today in this game. And I'll give you my favorite takeaway, at least from the offensive side of the ball. I don't want to sell the defense short. That was a good day from the Chiefs defense, also under difficult circumstances. But the stat of the game brought to you by Graybar, your distributor for electrical, data communication, and industrial products. That's going to Breshard Smith. He ends up getting 12 carries in this game, 58 yards, averaging nearly 5 yards per carry, a 14-yard long. Of course, he's also a part of the passing game. He's been involved a little bit throughout his rookie season, got a couple targets there as well. And Jalen Royals gets the first 2 catches and first 3 targets of his NFL career today. So a couple of members there of the rookie class, but really glad to see Breshard Smith get as much work as he did today. And I know he'll be a part of the running back. Well, I know part of the offense. We talked about it in pregame today. Little running back, little receiver. He just wants to make plays, but glad to have him in the mix today. We'll take a timeout back here in the studio. We'll come back with a look around some important things that happened today in the final week of the NFL's final regular season, plus everything that mattered from Chiefs Raiders. That'll be next right here on the Chiefs Radio Network. Let's take a look around the NFL here, brought to you by Crown Royal. Take a water break and moderate your drinking. Stay hydrated, stay royal. Crown Royal Canadian Whiskey. A few real developments for the playoff picture around the league today, but one thing that's going to stand in the record books. He's been circling this one for weeks now. He finally has it. Myles Garrett is the single-season sack leader in NFL history.
Throw to throw. Here comes Myles! He got him! He got him! There it is! Myles Garrett! Sack number 23, the new single season sack king, and the Browns defense mobs their man at the Cincinnati 45-yard line.
That's Andrew Siciliano on the call of the Cleveland Browns radio network. The Browns went on to win that game, by the way, with 2 defensive touchdowns and 2 field goals. The Browns victorious over the Bengals 20-18. Meanwhile, the Jacksonville Jaguars just needed to win their game against the Tennessee Titans today to lock up the division. They won that game in a blowout, 41-7, your final score. But the highlight, as the Jags have had a tendency to do this year, their highlight came on special teams.
A 67-yarder from the right hash. Logan Cook will put it down. There's the hold. There's the kick. The 67-yard field goal is good! From 67 yards to end the half. How good is that?
Pretty darn good. That's Frank Frangie of the Jags Radio Network on the call. Really an unbelievable year there for the Jags on special teams, and now they are going to the postseason with a 13-4 record. A few other scores from around the league that mattered a little bit here or there. The Saints and Falcons, this game mattered a lot, but not for either of them. The Falcons needed to win this game for the Carolina Panthers to win the NFC South. The Saints needed to win this game for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to win the South. Ultimately, the Falcons win 19-17, so the Carolina Panthers have punched their ticket to the playoffs. They've won the division, and they will continue there with Bryce Young at the helm. Meanwhile, the Colts and Texans fought to a 38-30 final score, Houston winning at home. The Vikings hold off the Green Bay Packers 16-3 in Minnesota. The Giants, they secured the number one overall pick for the Las Vegas Raiders today by beating the Dallas Cowboys in New Jersey 35-17. Giants getting the win there, playing themselves down the draft order, kind of wild. Mitch Trubisky's Buffalo Bills blew out the New York Jets 35-8. And Mitch Trubisky did not throw an interception. Why does that matter? Because the New York Jets defense went all year without recording a pick. Crazy. The Lions get a three-point win over the Chicago Bears in Chicago, 19-16. The Broncos beat the Chargers 19-3 in Denver. It was not a smooth going for the Broncos offense today, but they get the win, they clinch the number one seed in the AFC, and they get themselves the first round bye. The Rams end up beating the Cardinals in L.A., the Patriots kick care of the Miami Dolphins in New England, and the Philadelphia Eagles fall at home to the Washington Commanders 24-17. The best games of the weekend, though, will be the one that's coming up here in about an hour and a half, and the games we saw yesterday with the Seahawks holding a slim lead throughout the game in Santa Clara. It was a low-scoring affair, but ultimately the Niners did have a chance to make it a one-score game at the end.
Shotgun snap, Purdy. He looks right. He throws short. Caught by McCaffrey. No, he juggled it, and it's picked off. What? It's pulled away. Drake Thomas picks it off.
That's Nate Gatter and Ryan Harris of Westwood One. The Seahawks win the game 13-3. The Seahawks are the number one seed in the NFC, NFC West champions, of course, and getting the first round bye and a week off next week, while the Niners will have to suit up and head out on the road as a team that's been dealing with injuries all year long. I think that's everything you needed to know about from these last 2 days in the NFL. Tonight, the Steelers host the Ravens in a play-in game, essentially, so we'll keep our eyes on that. But there you go. That's all the action from around Week 18. We'll take a timeout and come back with more. We'll hear from Andy Reid with Dane and Hughes and continue to button up the season right here on the Chiefs Radio Network.
The Chiefs Kingdom Show with Mitch Holtis airs Monday nights at 6 on 96.5 The Fan.
Tonight's post-game report is powered by Flight by Yingling. Just 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer. I already mentioned in the opening segment a couple of the players who I think had the most interesting games today for the Chiefs. None of this matters for, you know, the final day here of this season. Everything here in some ways matters for the future of this team. And that's why I want to go ahead and get to our rookie report nice and early, brought to you by Main Street Credit Union. Even if you're a rookie when it comes to finances, Main Street Credit Union will get you in the game. Go to mainstreetcu.org. Here's why. Breshad Smith, like I said, 12 carries for 56 yards, averaging almost 5 yards a carry there. He's always been involved in the passing game a little bit, 2 targets in this game. But Breshad Smith is going to be, however he gets there, he's going to be a playmaker in this offense next season. We heard a lot from him and from Matt Nagy and Andy Reid back in our pregame coverage today, looking into what they think the future is for Breshad Smith and what he thinks his future is. We joke that his New Year's resolution is an uncommon one. He wants to gain weight. Obviously, he said he wants to gain weight and keep the speed and the type of player that he is, while, in his own words, looking more like a running back. If he is able to do that throughout this offseason, I really think that the skill set there is evident. Even if he ends up being and sometimes this word can be used kind of pejoratively, and I don't mean it that way here. Even if he's a gadgety type of player that can end up doing some big playmaking things for this Chiefs offense, that's extremely valuable. I just want to see him get as much work as possible, and now he'll be a story worth monitoring throughout the offseason. Obviously, the Chiefs can continue to invest in that running back room however they need to, but I think you can pretty well pin in that Breshad Smith will be a part of this offense in some way, shape, or form for next season. Also good to see Jalen Royals, as I mentioned earlier as well. 2 catches for 4 yards, no big, huge plays there or anything, obviously. 3 targets on the day, catching passes from Chris Oladokun and Shane Buechel. Not exactly a proof of concept of what he's going to be at the next level, but good to see him get involved there. Jeffrey Bosa didn't see an enormous amount from him today. He was on the field, though, again, kind of keeping an eye on the rookie class. On the other hand, Noah Williams is just all over the place. He had that unbelievable blitz and a strong hit to Kenny Pickett early in the game. really excited about what he might be able to bring in the year to come. Now, again, it's kind of weird to think about looking to the future, even though it's January 4th. But I am very, very excited about what Noah Williams has shown. Cooper McDonald ends up second on the team in tackles today. And then you get other guys getting in the mix, like the Ethan Downs plays you saw here. And Jaden Hicks is in year two. But seeing some of these young guys continue to get their feet wet. Ashton Gelati has been a part of this defense all year long. But ultimately, I know the Raiders are nothing to write home about offensively. But all in all, I'm taking that as an encouraging day from the Chiefs defense in a year where you just can't quite get the performance you need from all three phases ever at the same time. The Chiefs defense, in a weird spot, played really well today, and I was happy to see the rookies get the playing time that they did. Coming up in a little bit, we'll hear Dane and Hughes chatting with Andy Reid, plus other players, and hopefully a couple of the rookies from the locker room. And our interviews tonight are brought to you by the Kansas Lottery. Play e-instant and jackpot games for a chance to win real cash prizes. Download the Kansas Lottery Play On app, and let's play. In the meantime, let's go ahead and bring you our offensive play of the game, brought to you by Helzberg, your hometown jeweler serving Chiefs Kingdom since 1915.
Michelle fakes a handoff to Kareem Hunt, moving to his right. He's going long, deep. He wants Hollywood Brown. Hollywood Brown makes the catch at the 25 of the Raiders, between two Raiders, down to the 23 eventually. Michelle goes deep, and Hollywood Brown finds the ball, and the Chiefs are down to the Raider 23-yard line, a 51-yard pass.
It was a late highlight, but man, it was a great one, just not quite enough for the Chiefs offense. We'll take a timeout and come back, and we'll begin to hear from players or Andy Reid from the locker room next, right here on the Chiefs Radio Network.
Welcome to your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5 The Fan.
Tonight's post-game report is powered by Flight by Yingling. Just 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer. We will hear Andy Reid with Dane and Hughes in just a moment as the Chiefs fall to the Las Vegas Raiders 14-12. That is the end of the 2025 NFL regular season. The Chiefs' record is 6-11. Haven't totally locked this in yet, but I believe the Chiefs are now in line to pick 9th in the NFL draft. Silver lining to a tough season, a top 10 pick would certainly be a fun thing to spend the next couple of months talking about, although, of course, we would all happily exchange that top 10 pick for a reason to be picking down around 30, 31, 32 again, but something to look forward to in what's going to be a long and potentially kind of strange offseason. As we talked about opening the show with Mitch Holthus, there are a lot of important players on this team who are just hitting free agency. Some of them have gotten their extension. Some of them may be back. Many of them will find other homes, and the Chiefs are going to have to find a way to kind of reboot this roster in a way where you know who your big major players are, but how do you build a new version of this team going forward? Those are questions for the coming months. In the meantime, let's go ahead and hear right now from Dane and Hughes with his exclusive one-on-one conversation with Chiefs head coach Andy Reid.
All right, here with head coach Andy Reid. Coach, story of the season, another tough, close loss.
Yeah, it was. Again, the positive is we got to see a lot of young guys play. You want to come out with a win, always, and it wasn't good enough when it was all said and done.
Coach, that leads me to our first question in regards to this being the final game. This is one of the first times, especially here during your tenure, where you knew the final game was the final game. Leading up to this game, the prep, the impact, knowing that you have two young quarterbacks, did that change anything about this approach for this Raider game?
No, I mean, we spent the hours putting it together, and players spent the hours working it. It just didn't go as smooth as what we wanted. When we expect the young guys, when they have a chance to jump in, go. We cut it back a little bit so guys could play fast, and we got to do a better job all the way around, coaching, playing, and I mean it's a team effort here. So we could all do a little bit better.
No moral victories, but definitely some positives to take away from the game. Special teams, huge turnover caused. Harrison Butker and his field goals. You've snuffed out the fake punt. A lot of good things on that side.
Yeah, no, listen, there were some good things there. Good field position on the last one, too. That was a big one and for us. But, listen, there are always some good things you can take out of it. We just had too many things go the the wrong way, and you got to take care of that. So it's a good lesson to learn, mm-hmm. and for all of us, going into next season, we'll have a good off season. We'll gear it up, and Brett will have, we're in a good position on picks, and he'll knock it out there, and then we've got to knock it out coaching and playing and take care of business there.
Coach, throughout this season, you and I come together after every game, and I hear your press conferences, and you talk about being not too far off. Is that kind of, with all these close losses, is that something that carries into the off season as well, or is it just a clean slate starting from scratch?
No, you learn from it, and so that's the main objective. If we're not learning from it, then there's something wrong there. So we've got to go back through and evaluate it again, and as players, we got to feel like we got to put a clamp on things when it's time to clamp it down. These games are all determined by 7 points or less, over 50% of them. So you have to be sharp every week. It doesn't matter who you play. Parity in this league is crazy. So you got to stay on top of everything. And it starts with me. We got to do a better job there and do a better job all the way around.
Coach, seems like eons ago when I played this game back in the 90s, but I was never fortunate to have one-on-one interviews with our coaches. We came in at the end of the season, kind of cleaned our locker out, had a team meeting, but it seems like a staple of your coaching and leadership is having individual meetings with players. How big is that for you and for those guys?
Yeah, well, I want to look at him eye to eye, man-to-man at the end of this thing and talk and give them some guidance. They're young guys, man. Give them some guidance the best I can. Find out where they're at. And maybe they'll have some guidance for me, too. Mm-hmm. So it's you put it out on the table there, and then you send them off from there.
One of those guys is Travis Kelce. Not trying to divulge. You don't know. Nobody knows. But, I mean, how big is it? I thought coming into this game and over these last few games with you all being mathematically eliminated from playoffs, his leadership and being that staple on offense, still coming out with the same energy, playing literally to the final play. I mean, how big is it for a guy that's accomplished so much for him to still be diving in like that?
Yeah, he didn't want to come out of the game, which is typical of this guy. Listen, he's the best, and he's going down in his head and in the history of the game, whether he plays or doesn't play. He's, right now he's set another record today and with 13,000 yards. That's a whole lot of yards, man, for one body to go through, and he's done that, and that's quite an accomplishment in itself.
Coach, I know this season hasn't gone like anybody would like, but I want to let you know that I appreciate how gracious you've been every single week allowing me to come and do these post-game interviews.
And I appreciate you, man. You've done a great job with this, and it's always good to see those great players transition into being great at something else, and you've done a great job here.
Thank you, Coach.
There you go, Danon Hughes with Chiefs head coach Andy Reid. I'm pretty sure I told Nick to edit out all those nice things that Andy said about Danon at the end, but that's fine. They can stick around. Really has been a great year in a lot of ways of what we've been able to do here, and a very frustrating year on the field, of course. That's the balance in the NFL, though. That's just how it goes sometimes, and the Chiefs have ended up on the short end of that stick here in 2025. Now going into a fresh year, excited to look to the future. Hey fans, some venues host events. Arrowhead Stadium creates memories. Discover spaces designed for impact, whether it's businesses or celebration. Explore at chiefs.com/stadium/event spaces. We'll take a timeout, we'll come back, and we'll hear the post-game press conference from head coach Andy Reid next, right here on the Chiefs Radio Network.
Daniel joins Cody and Gold Thursdays at 11, right here on 96.5 The Fan, KFNC-FM and AM, HD1 and HD2, Kansas City, in Odyssey Sports Station.
Now it's time to head to the podium and listen to Andy Reid's press conference. It's brought to you by GEHA. GEHA offers medical and dental benefits designed exclusively for federal employees and retirees, military retirees and their families. Over 2 million of them every day. GEHA, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs.
All right, as far as the injuries go, really, there's nothing to give you there. Michelle came out for a little bit and went into be checked for a concussion, but everything worked out there. He was clear. So, listen, my hat goes off to the fans for all the support they gave us throughout the season. Easily could have not shown up. by some of the performances, but they did a great job. We appreciate that. Optimistic for the future going forward here. Brett's got the controls from here with the draft, and he and his guys will do a great job there in the draft and as we work through free agency. So, and it was great to get the young guys some play time. If there was a positive to take out of this whole thing, I would tell you that's probably the biggest positive there. Other than that, there were some nice accomplishments. Kelsey's 13,000 yards obviously was a major accomplishment there. And then to watch the veterans, Chris Jones come in with a sack, Bolton have all the tackles that he had. I mean, some of these guys, Kels played, he played the entire game really, as did the other guys. So Bucker getting back on track there and having a few field goals. So again, those are all positive things that you can take out. And then seeing some of our young guys step up and make some plays throughout the game. So anyways, with that, time's yours.
With the young guys in particular, Burchard seemed to have some burst. What do you evaluate him?
Yeah, so I thought he did a nice job for us. I like the way he caught the ball for the most part and ran the ball. It was good to get him in the backfield running from the different spots, offset and from under center dot runs. So it was positive things. He's just got, he'll get stronger this offseason. So that's the biggest thing right now.
And with the quarterbacks, obviously you went to Shane. What did you see with him, and what did you see overall with Chris?
Yeah, we told both guys to be ready to go. Opportunity to play for both of them. So I thought they both did some good things. There's some things that they can take from it and work on. But there's nothing like live experience and a game, and they both got some. So they can utilize that down the road.
And with Travis, I know you'll figure it's going to be a process, but and you've been through it before with him in the past. Are you going to encourage him to take some time, and how are you?
Yeah, we'll just see where it goes. I mean, we really haven't gone through that, so we'll see where it all goes from here. Yeah.
And considering expectations and how the season went, for you personally, the challenge is to get through the season. Can you sort of summarize for you the success during your career, what this season, what you endured in terms of mentally to get through?
Yeah, sure. Nobody wants a season like this. I mean, that's not what we strive for and work hard for. But there are obstacles that come into play, and you've got to work through those. And there's a learning curve here that you can set with some of the experiences we had for all of us, and then never do it again. Right, so that's make a commitment to that as coaches, starting with me and the players, coaches included. Yeah.
Andy, you mentioned being optimistic right away. What are the things you think of that make you say that right away?
Yeah, so we've got a good nucleus of guys. That's veteran players that will be back, and I think that will you want that foundation, and that's where you start. And then you give Brett, you know, an opportunity to have the draft picks that he has and picking where he's picking. You know he's going to do a great job there. And then whatever happens free agent-wise or guys we sign back, you know, wherever that goes, you still have a long way to go to add people and do what you need. So it'll be a fresh start coming up here.
There you go, Chiefs head coach Andy Reid in his final post-game press conference of the season. All bizarre to be here the first week of January, seeing the end of the year, but a little bit there, looking ahead, and you know, being able to not quite see into the future. No crystal ball here, but that's where the attention will turn as the Chiefs get going into a long offseason. Hey, maybe you want to go ahead and plan ahead for next year, or you just want a great deal all across the board. Well, Tickets for Less has the lowest prices on Chiefs tickets and parking passes for every home game. And I'm telling you also, great deals all across the board. Save big with promo code ChiefsRadio on your next order. Every seat holds a story. Find yours at ticketsforless.com. One player we haven't talked enough about yet today, I haven't mentioned his name often enough. I know there was not a whole lot for him to play for. This man has proven anything you could ask a defensive lineman to prove over the course of his NFL career. But Chris Jones went out there and had not one, but two sacks today against the Las Vegas Raiders, the engine of this defense. He is today's MVP of the game, presented by John Deere. Whether on the sidelines or on your property, our Gator utility vehicles are ready for game day action. Visit johndeere.com to learn more.
O'Connell, Chiefs push the pocket. O'Connell's in trouble. He's going to be sacked. And back at the 21-yard line, Chris Jones. was there along with others.
We'll take a timeout, and we're going to come back and hear from Travis Kelce. It sounds like he spoke briefly to the media in the locker room after the game. We'll see what he had to say. Definitely not going to announce his either retirement or his return for 2026, but we will hear from Travis Kelce next, right here on the Chiefs Radio Network.
You're listening to the exclusive home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Tyler Lockett in motion, left side, trips that way. Now Pickett's in trouble in the end zone! He barely gets out to avoid a safety, but he's sacked! Chris Jones decimated every blocker in front of him.
When the Kansas City Chiefs get a sack, you score the next day with a buy one, get one free Big Mac at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. Full participation from Chris Jones. Not 100% of the snaps today, by no means, but when he was out there, man, was his presence being felt. A presence always felt when Travis Kelce is on the football field. He was out there a ton of the time. Didn't end up getting a whole lot of a workload through the air. The offensive line and quarterback play, certainly a step or two removed from what Kelce is used to catching from over these recent years. But with his future in a little bit of doubt, not quite sure if he'll be back for another ride or not, Travis Kelce spoke to the media in the locker room after the game.
You know, I think first things first, I just love this team. Guys like Chris Jones over here pointing at me from across the room. I love that guy. You know, I'm just I'm proud of the way we finished this, even though, you know, it ended the way it did. Guys still showed up, gave it their all, and that's all you can ask for, man. And I got so much love for this team, this organization, and the people here. So I'll spend some time with them, go through exit meetings tomorrow, and get close to the family and figure things out.
I know that Andy told you last year he wanted you to take some time away from the season before you came to a decision. Do you feel like you'll probably do that again, where you want to get away from the emotions of this particular season before you come to a final decision on next year?
I mean, who knows? Who knows? Either it hits me quick or I got to take some time. I think last year it was a little bit easier. I think I knew right away I wanted to kind of give this one a shot. So, I don't know. We'll see.
You said you were going to come back and be a better player. Do you feel like you achieved that part of what you tried to do this season?
Yeah. Obviously, we didn't do as well as a team, but I felt like I came into the season prepared and ready to rock and roll with you know, the right intentions. And, you know, the ball just didn't go our way in a lot of those close games, unfortunately. And, you know, I think if I do choose to come back, that's something I really got to focus on and making sure that I'm available and or that I'm ready for those moments.
You mentioned guys staying in it. Why was it important for you, Chris, a bunch of these guys that carry this team still kind of down the stretch?
Just you know, everything that that everybody gives, the effort that everybody gives, not just the players, but the team, the coaches, the people that, you know, you don't see a lot of in the front office. You know, everybody's working their ass off to make this the best organization out there. And the integrity of showing up and being prepared for them and giving it your all for them, knowing that they're in the background doing everything they can to make this thing great. I think that's a big piece of it.
Travis, you said you want to play till the wheels fall off. I guess how do the wheels feel right now?
They're feeling pretty good, but obviously, you know, wish we could have ended this thing.
I know you're not a big numbers guy, you're a team guy, but 13,000 yards, and you moved up past T.O. on the receptions list. What does that mean to you?
My guy, T.O., I got so much respect for him. And that's really, you know, when you start getting old enough to accumulate all these records and all these or break all these records or be a part of, you know, the greatness that are guys like T.O. You know, it's just you just appreciate even more what they gave to this game because you kind of, you know, feel what it takes to achieve all that. So shout out to T.O. for paving the way for a guy like me.
Travis, if you do decide to come back for next season, how much of the contract really matters to you? Would you be willing to take maybe less?
You know, I think that's all down the road. That's all down the road. I think I still got to make that decision first to even feel, you know, what kind of importance that means to me.
There you go, Travis Kelce, after the end of the 2025 NFL season. Some really genuinely interesting stuff in there, just in terms of, you know, the idea that in years past, he like last year, he was going to take some time. And you heard Andy Reid asked about that in his postgame presser previously as well. Very, very interested, of course, to know what he's going to do. And ultimately, whenever that decision comes, I'm very interested to hear from Travis Kelce. And again, a guy that just could not have more in his life after football, but also seems to still have something to offer the game of football if he wants to go through that for another season. A remarkable player, a remarkable person, and somebody who I just don't think really has any clear-cut comparisons throughout NFL history. Really, really remarkable to get to spend the time we have with Travis Kelce. Selfishly, I'll hope for another year of it all, but regardless, man, what an unbelievable career. Of course, first ballot Hall of Fame career that Travis Kelce has built here in Kansas City. We'll also hear from one of the guys who threw the ball to him today. Obviously, Chris Oladokun got the start, but ultimately Shane Buechele got into the mix. And then after the game, Danon Hughes caught up with Buechele.
All right, thanks, guys. Here with quarterback Shane Buechele. Shane, tough loss.
Yeah, tough loss. Obviously, the last game of the season, you want to come out with a win and go in with some momentum. But offensively, we just didn't do enough to come out with the win. Defense played a great job, giving the ball back to us. So we just got to be better on our end.
Yeah, definitely a team game and a tough loss. But, I mean, you got to feel a certain way about having the opportunity to go out there in the second half. And you had the big play to Hollywood Brown and orchestrate what could have been a game-winning drive there. I mean, how big is it for you being a practice squad guy, bouncing from a team late in the season and coming here back home to be able to have that opportunity?
Yeah, it was cool to come back, be around all the guys, and then just get an opportunity to go in and play. You know, it was good to be back. It's fun being here, like I said, with all the teammates that I had back in the past. So it was a lot of fun.
And now the offseason is upon us a little sooner than anybody would have imagined. What does that present for you?
I'm not sure. Just going back to work. I don't know what's going to happen in the future. So, man, just taking it day by day, go back to work, and hopefully we'll be somewhere next year.
All right. Well, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
There you go. Chiefs quarterback Shane Buechele getting involved in the second half, leading the way for the Chiefs offense today. Let's hear our Big Beef defensive play of the game presented by MoBeef.org. 1 3-ounce serving of beef contains 10 essential nutrients and half your body's daily value of protein. Beef, it's what's for dinner.
In motion is Tyler Lockett. Kenny Pickett looks that way. And a left side throw is intercepted. Jumping the route, the Chiefs get a takeaway at the 46-yard line. It's Shamari Cotter. Jumps the route on a left side throw by Kenny Pickett.
It wasn't all highlights, but we'll bring you the high marks of the game. The Chiefs replay is next right here on the Chiefs Radio Network.
Wake up tomorrow morning with Fesco and Dusty right here on 96.5 The Fan.
Now back to the post-game report.
NFL football. It's a fast game, fought hard 60 minutes, one play at a time. Relive it yard by yard now on Chiefs Replay. From the GEHA Sports Desk, here is Joshua Briscoe.
The Chiefs opened the game with the ball and started with two carries for Breshard Smith, but Chris Oladokun took a sack on 3rd and 4, starting the game with the Chiefs 3 and out. The Raiders returned the punt to near midfield, but Kenny Pickett made his first mistake on his second snap of the game.
In motion is Tyler Lockett. Kenny Pickett looks that way, and a left side throw is intercepted. Jumping the route, the Chiefs get a takeaway at the 46-yard line. It's Shamari Cotter. Jumps the route on a left side throw by Kenny Pickett.
Ultimately, the Chiefs punted the ball back after a second 3 and out. The Raiders muffed the punt, though, starting them inside the 5. On 3rd and 6, the CEO of Sac Nation checked in for his final shift of the year.
Tyler Lockett in motion left side, trips that way. Now Pickett's in trouble in the end zone. He barely gets out to avoid a safety, but he's sacked. Chris Jones decimated every blocker in front of him.
After a poor Raider punt, the Chiefs started with good field position. On 3rd and 3, Breshard Smith ran for the first down of the game, picking up 9. Smith did it again on the next play, scooting for 14. On 2nd and 8, Jalen Royals got his first target of his rookie season, but it landed incomplete. They couldn't quite get the yardage on 3rd down, so Harrison Butker hit a 36-yard field goal to make it 3-0 Chiefs. The Raiders were facing another potential 3 and out on 3rd and 4, but Pickett scrambled for the first down, and on the next play, Pickett paid a price.
And Pickett, play action fake, here comes a blitz, and a missile, and Pickett is down and hurt, back at the 36-yard line. Noel Williams
Load one! Fire one! Christian Fulton almost had an interception on the next play, but the Chiefs settled for another stop and another forced punt. Damian Pierce got his first touch of his Chiefs career on the first play of the next drive. Then Oladokun went to Old Faithful on 3rd and 4.
Oladokun's got an empty backfield. Nobody with him. He's got 3 to the right, 2 to the left. Pressure. Right side throw. Caught by Kelce at the 20. Curls back inside. He's got a first down.
They didn't move the chains again after that, settling for another punt and giving it back to Vegas with a 3-0 lead. Aidan O'Connell entered the game for the Raiders and led them to a would-be 3-and-out, but the Raiders tried a fake punt that was sniffed out by Jaden Hicks, getting the ball back deep in Vegas territory. On 2nd and 7, the Raiders defense bailed him out.
Oladokun in the pocket, in trouble, and now loses the ball. The ball is out and free. Raiders trying to pick it up, and a fight for the ball all the way back at the 43-yard line, and the Raiders recover.
Ashton Jeanty made his presence felt on the next drive, but the defense held in the red zone, forcing a Raider field goal to tie it at 3. KC went 3-and-out again, punting it and pinning the Raiders deep. The Raiders got near their own 40 despite O'Connell's inaccuracy, but after an incompletion on 3rd and 2, they ended their drive with, yes, another punt. The Chiefs got back to 3rd and 1 with the ball with 2 carries for Smith, but on 3rd and 1, the errors continued.
Chiefs 3rd down and 1 in their own territory. They go to the flip bow. Now Oladokun will keep it and gets tripped up and falls forward. And now he fumbles late. They're going to rule him down by contact, I think, at the 19, however. And the Raiders say they have the football, and they're going to give it to the Raiders. Chris Oladokun's 2nd fumble lost of this quarter.
The Chiefs' defense did hold from there. The Raiders settled for a short field goal to make it 6-3 just after the 2-minute warning. On 3rd and 10, with a little more than a minute left in the half, Oladokun found Noah Gray, who picked up a first down, but he took a sack 2 plays later to move back. 3rd and 15 came up short, though it was the first NFL catch for Jalen Royals, and that was the end of the half, with the Raiders up 6-3. The Raiders opened the 2nd half with the ball and put together the best drive of their game, leading them to go for it on 4th and 1.
They're going to go on a toss play. Jeanty left, hit by Nick Bolton, and driven back. He will not get the first down. The Chiefs hold at the 27-yard line, and it's Nick Bolton.
After that, the Chiefs made a quarterback change and brought in Shane Buechele for his first regular season NFL action, opening with a screen to Hollywood Brown for 10 yards. 2 plays later, Buechele helped Travis Kelce make history.
Buechele, quick throw right. It's caught by Kelce. A diving catch at the 43-yard line. That's a gain of 5, and now Travis Kelce with 13,000 career receiving yards. He does it in his 192nd game, the fastest to 13,000 yards by a tight end in National Football League history.
Michelle kept it moving with Smith, Hunt, and Gray, but the drive eventually stalled out and Butker returned for a 40-yard field goal to tie it up at 6-6. The Raiders answered with conversions on 3rd and 9 and 3rd and 10, but Jaden Hicks saved a touchdown on 2nd and 7 to set up another 3rd and long, this time wrangled by the Chiefs' defense. Daniel Carlson came in for a season-long, for now, 55-yard attempt and nailed it, giving Vegas the 9-6 lead. Both teams exchanged 3 and outs, the Chiefs had another one, and Jeanty found that led the Raiders to the game's first down in quite some time. Vegas got near midfield, but no further. They punted it away with 6 minutes left. Then Buechele's offense needed to get a drive going, but on 3rd and 6, they went the wrong way.
Buechele takes the snap, and on the retreat from the own end zone, it's a safety. Chu Godrick gets beaten by Tyree Wilson, and now the Raiders lead 11-6.
Suddenly up by 5 and getting the ball back, all the Raiders needed to do was control the next 4.5 minutes. They did not do that.
Butker gets his leg into it, sails it deep. Lauby will take it at the 2-yard line between the numbers and far hash. He gets hit and taken down and fumbles the ball. He fumbles the ball. Kansas City's got the ball at the 21-yard line.
I forgot it wasn't a home game there for a second. That crowd pop was crazy. Buechele nearly threw a pick on his 1st down, fell down on 2nd, setting up 3rd and 13. A false start moved him back to 3rd and 18. Ultimately, Butker returned for another field goal, this one from 48 yards, to make it 11-9 Raiders. The defense held up again on the next possession, getting to 3rd and 9 with more than 3 minutes remaining.
O'Connell, Chiefs push the pocket. O'Connell's in trouble. He's going to be sacked. And back at the 21-yard line, Chris Jones was there along with others.
Remarkably, in a day without any real big offensive highlights, Buechele took to the skies to begin the next drive.
Buechele fakes a handoff to Kareem Hunt, moving to his right. He's going long, deep. He wants Hollywood Brown. Hollywood Brown makes the catch at the 25 of the Raiders, between 2 Raiders, down to the 23 eventually. Buechele goes deep, and Hollywood Brown finds the ball
ball, and the Chiefs are down to the Raider 23-yard line, a 51-yard pass.
The offense gained 7 yards from there, then lost 8, so Butker came out for the go-ahead kick from 41 yards out.
1:05 to go in the game. Placement is down. Butker swings the right leg through, and Butker's got it! And the Chiefs take a 12-11 lead at 1:01 to go in the game.
That lead felt pretty good, but the Raiders struck immediately, picking up 21 yards to get across midfield on the first play. The Raiders couldn't get into prime field goal range, but Daniel Carlson came out for a 60-yard field goal attempt.
A.J. Cole will be the holder. This would be the longest field goal of Daniel Carlson's 8-year career. A 60-yard attempt from the right hash. 12-11 Kansas City. 13 seconds to go in the season. Placement is down. Carlson swinging the right leg through. He's got one deep, and he's got one good.
The Raiders kicked it off with 8 seconds left. An incompletion cost him 4 seconds. Then the Chiefs ended their season.
Raiders only rushed 3. The other 8 all standing, covering the rest of the field. The Chiefs will have to throw underneath. Kelce flips it back. Juju Smith-Schuster picks it up. Goes back to Bichel, is going to throw it all the way across the field. It's going to be taken by Kingsley Suamaitia. And a little bit of John Ault back in the day, wearing 76. He's tackled on the far sideline. Game's over, season's over. A disappointing loss to end a disappointing season.
That's all she wrote. Raiders win 14-12, and the Chiefs' 2025 season comes to a close.
Mitch Holtis joins Fesco and Dusty every Friday at 7:30, 96.5, The Fan.
Michelle, quick throw right. It's caught by Kelce. A diving catch at the 43-yard line. That's a gain of 5, and now Travis Kelce with 13,000 career receiving yards. He does it in his 192nd game, the fastest to 13,000 yards by a tight end in National Football League history.
That's today's sweet play of the game, and it's brought to you by Andy's Frozen Custard, home of the 87 Concrete. A portion of every 87 Concrete sold supports Travis Kelce's 87 and running foundation. Hurry into Andy's today and collect both 87 Concrete souvenir cups before they're gone. We're beginning to hear from the last couple of players from the Chiefs locker room here today. We're going to make some time to hear from rookie undrafted linebacker Cooper McDonald. He got a pretty good defensive workload today. He's been one of the Chiefs' top performers on special teams all year long. You hear him out there in the third phase of the game. He's got kind of an interesting skill set defensively. Curious to see what his future with the team looks like. And after the game, our own Josh Klingler caught up with Cooper McDonald.
All right, Cooper. Again, I wanted to talk to you after a win today, but I want to kind of catch up with you about the season you've had, from a guy who came to as a tryout player to rookie camp, getting time on special teams, I think led special teams tackles this year, and then getting some plays with the defense here down the stretch. What's this season been like for you?
Man, it's been a really, really fun, a lot of learning. It's just a testament to God's grace and mercy upon my life. So, you know, looking back to where I started before training camp, OTAs, you know, being here producing and being a part of this team, it's a huge blessing. I wouldn't want to do it with anyone else. So
this last 4-game stretch has not been tough, or not been easy, but everybody's kind of toughed their way through it.
Yeah.
What have you seen from this locker room to keep in it at the end?
Persistence, grit, and the willingness to finish on a high note. I mean, we didn't get it done today, but always striving to be great. So there's a high standard around here. When it's not met, it's disappointing. But everyone in this locker room comes in every day with a smile on their face, ready to go to work, ready to improve. So great. Yeah, I'm just super, super happy.
Speaking of high standards, that linebacker room has that. I know Bolt and Tranquil and Leo hold a high standard. What have you learned from them this season specifically?
Man, just learning from those guys, Drew, Jack, Cole, Nick, all the older guys, Leo. You know, they kind of took me under their wing and taught me everything that I know right now. So, yeah, they've really helped out a lot during the season, especially with my growth and development as a player. So
these close games have been just agonizing. Oh, what was the message from Coach kind of on the way out today?
Just remember this feeling and carry it through the off season. Use it as motivation. Let's come back ready to work. OTAs and new season. So, yeah.
Unfortunately, OTA is just around the corner, right?
Nah, man. Yeah, I've got a little break here, so take a little break, then get after it in off season and get better.
All right, thanks for a few minutes.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, that's Cooper McDonald. Joshua, back to you.
Appreciate it, Kling. Yeah, it's a longer off season than the Chiefs are used to, obviously, for the rookie class and everybody. It's still a hectic year for them last year. If you're preparing for the NFL draft now, the season ends early, of course, but a chance for these young guys to look to the future and figure out what their role could be in these upcoming years. The end of year meetings and all of that still on the docket. You heard Travis Kelce talk about those earlier. Just going to be a really fascinating off season here for your Kansas City Chiefs. Tonight's postgame report is powered by Flight by Yingling, just 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer. We'll take a timeout and come back, fly through the injury report, and give you some final thoughts here as the Chiefs season comes to a close with a loss to the Las Vegas Raiders. We'll keep it going here next on the Chiefs Radio Network.
Dana Hughes joins Cody and Gold Thursdays at 11 right here on 96.5 The Fan.
Tonight's postgame report is powered by Flight by Yingling, just 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer. Ultimately, it's a pretty good injury report for the Chiefs here at the end of the season. Shane Buechele left early in the fourth quarter, returned in time for the next drive. Brian Cook and Jerry Tillery were both injured on the same play with about 8 minutes left, but Andy Reid didn't have any updates on either of them after the game. Cook, they may have ended up even back in the game there at some point. All that to say, that's a good sign. No serious long-term injuries lingering from this regular season finale. You turn your eyes to the future and pretty much know where everyone's at health-wise. Obviously, Patrick Mahomes, his recovery will extend into the offseason, potentially into the offseason activities, the beginning of next season, all of that. But the guys who are out there today left healthy, and that's always good news. The Chiefs injury report is brought to you by St. Luke's. For game day minor mishaps, get same-day care with St. Luke's convenient clinics or video visits so you won't miss a single play. Learn more at stlukeskc.org/same-day-care. Well, here on January 4th, that's it. The Chiefs season is over. They'll be picking in the top 10 of the NFL draft. Their regular season record is 6-11. And that'll do it for us back here in the studio. A huge thanks. I'll let Mitch Holthus do the credits, but a huge thanks to everyone here at the Chiefs Radio Network for another season well done. My first season with the network, and really appreciate everything that everyone does to make sure this plane flies on a weekly basis. Hopefully, we've been able to give you something special this Chiefs season. Appreciate you spending time with us here through games that have not ended the way that we wanted most of these games to go. All to say, still a wonderful thing to be a part of Chiefs Kingdom. That'll do it for us here in the studio. After the break, we go back to the stadium for final thoughts from the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, right here on the Chiefs Radio Network.
This broadcast is copyrighted by the Kansas City Chiefs Football Club and Odyssey Kansas City. All rights to this broadcast are reserved, and any rebroadcast, recording, transmission, posting, dissemination, or other use of this broadcast without the express written consent of the Kansas City Chiefs Football Club and Odyssey is prohibited.
Well, the season has come to an end. A very disappointing season, to say the least, and it ends in disappointing fashion. The Chiefs end at 6-11. And lose on a 60-yard field goal with 8 seconds to go and lose 14-12 to the Raiders, the career-long field goal by Daniel Carlson. I'm going to read these names. I'm going to save one to the very end. But I'll read these names for the last time in this season, but they all do terrific work. It's the largest network in the NFL. We're very proud of it. We lost our Spartacus on March the 20th when Dan Israel passed, and a lot of people have had to step up, and they've done a great job. Eric Townsend deserves a mention here as the executive producer. Assistant field engineers Steve Cook and Adam Smith. Derek Nestor, studio director. Bobby Gilliland, master control. Nick Springer and Alex Grimes, segment producer, instant replay, respectively. A.J. Engel helps me so much during the week, production assistant. Bill Ratner, Roberta Solomon, studio announcers. Derek Nelson flew in from Houston. He comes from Houston to our road games. Amazing. Gary Pugh came in from San Diego. And did an excellent job along with Derek. Adam Stropey and Chris Kaler, our parabolic operators. Dustin Hilton, Shotgun Jackson, studio engineer and studio custodian. Derek O'Dell, general sales manager for sports. Lynn Greenemeyer, sales department assistant. Dan Fatino, traffic director. Affiliate relations, Joanne Blackwell. Steven Spector, brand manager. J.R. Ammons, operations manager. Roxanne Marotti deserves some special mention here. The senior vice president, market manager, has done since the COVID year. She took over in the COVID year, and to navigate what she's had to navigate has been truly remarkable as a leader and a fantastic leader for the entire area of the Chiefs Kingdom, not just Kansas City and this network. the entire staff of Odyssey Kansas City works all year long and very hard. Win or lose, win Super Bowls or go 6-11. That work never, it stays the same. It's always constant. Tomorrow night, we'll have our final Chiefs Kingdom show. It will be Monday night, tomorrow night, starting at 6 o'clock. You'll hear from Coach Reed for the final time. And Danan Hughes is going to join me. We're going to have Danan come in there a little bit. We're going to talk about what's ahead in 2026. That'll be tomorrow night. We're going to be at the Hy-Vee on 64th Street. That's near the National. It is just west of I-29 on your way to the airport if you're coming from downtown. It's a great location. We've celebrated Super Bowl victories there before. That's tomorrow night on the Chiefs Kingdom Show. One final person, though, I want to mention. It's his last game. He has worked over 600 games for the Chiefs Radio Network. He has been involved with this network for over 30 seasons. I've worked with a lot of people down through the years, but Nate Wetmore is, well, I'll put it this way. Andy Reid has said, when somebody does something at a high level and an excellent level for a long period of time, it's easy to take it for granted. We've seen it with Travis Kelce or Patrick Mahomes. This is Nate Wetmore's final game, the final time I will mention his name, and I can't say enough about him. The best producer, engineer, audio expert I've ever been around. So many people say, gosh, your broadcast sounds so good. It's so clean. It's so state-of-the-art. And much of that is due to Nate Wetmore. We'll say a final goodbye to him as the Chiefs lose this game to the Raiders 14-12. For Danan Hughes, Joshua Klingler, and Joshua Briscoe, I'm Mitch Holtis, voice of the Chiefs. Let's get ready for 2026. It's time to battle back. A lot of work to do, so let's just get ready to roll. Thanks for listening all season long on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Tonight's Flight by Yingling post-game show was presented by Flight by Yingling. Just 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Brought to you by GEHA. Proud health plan partner of federal employees and the Kansas City Chiefs.
This is 96.5 The Fan, your new home for Chiefs football. It's the only place in Kansas City where you'll hear from Andy Reid on Monday, Patrick Mahomes on Tuesday, and Players Only with Danan Hughes, Thursdays starting at 6, right here on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
This Odyssey Sports Broadcast was presented by ZipRecruiter. Looking to hire? ZipRecruiter finds the best candidate for your job fast. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Did you know we have an Instagram channel? MVP Monday. Chiefs Take Tuesday. Best bets, fantasy football advice, and real-time updates during Chiefs games. Get behind-the-scenes content from all the guys on a daily basis. It's exactly why Instagram was created.